people without sacrifice, without putting your life on the line. I said this before, there's nothing that is asked of you that we would not do, have not done. There's no corner that we will send you on that we will not stand on. There's no financial commitment we ask people to help with that we will not do. If that's the case, it's called hypocrisy. That's a person that you can trust. There's none of us that do not hold jobs that we don't take care of ourselves and ask you to sit back and just, you guys just keep on sending offerings while we just fly around the world and do what, you know, some of these camps over the years were saying we were going to take the money and whatever we're going to do, foolishness. Yet you see us building schools all around the world. The money is going back to building. It's not lining our pockets. I'm still waiting for Bishop to pay for this thing for me because I heard he's worth $100 million. He's worth $100 million. Well, I was like, boy, buy me that machine, Bishop, $100 million. Please. Nobody's driving Bugattis or whatever else, and that's not the case. Read that verse again.
Verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Right. Well, that's what you could follow, a man like that. Look what it says. Principle. Authority without service produces fear. Authority combined with charity produces respect and trust. Some men want that authority, but it's coming with fear. Fear tactics. That's called old pimp foolishness. Building a congregation with charity, because I want to touch about being long-suffering. Watch this. Corinthians 13. First Corinthians 13.
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse...
We'll start with one.
Verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
And though some people are very good orators. They can speak. They got great retention of scriptures. They can explain all mysteries. But if you don't have the spirit of charity, and we're going to go through it, you're just making noise. Read.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Read.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Read.
Charity suffereth long.
I'm going to get to the point.
And is kind. Charity envy.
Slow down. Charity what? Suffereth what?
Verse 4. Charity suffereth long.
Read on.
And is kind.
Read.
Charity envieth not.
Read.
Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up.
Read.
Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil.
Read.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity.
What?
Rejoiceth not in iniquity.
Charity does not rejoice in sin. If you have the spirit of charity, you're going to suffer long. You're going to be kind. You're not going to envy. You're not going to vaunt yourself. We just read that in our Matthews. We are meant to be ministered to the people, ministers, not to be ministered to. It says, it does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in what?
But rejoiceth in truth.
We rejoice in the application of God's laws. We love when we come into a school and we see the school is in order. The men are in order. The men learn the scriptures. You sit down, ask them questions. You've been around for 9 years and you can't break down. You can't break down St. John 3:6 and Galatians 3. What do we look? We look to the leaders there and say, okay, you're not doing your job. You're not preparing these men. We rejoice in the application of God's laws. Read.
Verse 7. beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Now watch this. That's what charity does. Now here's the point. Read.
Verse 8. Charity never faileth.
This is what?
Charity never faileth.
Charity will never fail. Read on.
But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
So somebody explain it to me, please. I want somebody from SAC. Yeah, get to.
Hey, Shalom Leadership, Brother Avdon.
Yeah. Go ahead. Explain.
Can you read it one more time?
Verse 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether they be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
It says, charity never faileth, if it be prophecies, shall fail, meaning they should come to pass, right? Whether they be tongues, they shall cease, meaning.
Stop. Explain that one again. Charity should not, read that. Whether it be prophecies, they shall fail. You said they shall come to pass? No, that's not wrong.
Meaning prophecy should be fulfilled?
No, okay. Somebody else. Who wants to give it a shot? Somebody else. I don't care what camp. Just somebody raise their hand. All the way in the back.
Shalom, Leadership. Brother Joseph here in Stockton. Charity never failed. It's keeping the laws never fail, but they can be out here provoking. They can be prophesying, and they can be teaching, but they can be teaching falsely.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail.
Yes, sir.
That's what prophecies, they shall fail.
Well, if there's no charity, then the prophecy's gonna fail. They're not gonna give you the right
So the prophecies of the Bible is gonna fail. Can somebody else help me?
I said that if you have no charity, then the prophecies that fail is that they're not giving you the right direction. They're not breaking it down right.
Somebody else, right here. In that front row right here.
So this would be regarding the man. So whether he has the spirit of prophecy, tongues, whatever gift that was given unto him, if he doesn't have charity, he will fail. He'll end up bugging out, whatever, and all that's for naught.
Okay, stay there. Charity, it says, what verse we have? Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease.
Right, so those particular gifts that he has, let's say he used the gift of tongues in different countries to bring out the word, but he didn't deal right with the people. Eventually, the Lord's going to get him out the way, and all that he did, all the gifts that he had, is for nothing because he didn't hold charity
very
to a higher standard.
Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Same thing. So the knowledge he was given, you know, maybe spirit of retention, whatever, but once again, he didn't deal right with the people. He didn't have charity. All that's taken away from him. And now he's out the door.
Great. So stay there. So, right. Correct. So now my question to you is going to be, so when it says in the beginning, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. You know, I don't know how to ask questions. The first part, though I speak with the tongues of men, to do what?
To edify.
Right. And to?
Bring forth the people.
Right. Very good. So now, now we jump down to what you just explained. The people come in and you don't have charity.
So now,
I'm trying to say it without giving it away. So right, I taught, I can teach, I can speak tongues, I gather the people, and people are coming in now. They're believing.
It reminds me of when Christ said, you should have done one and not forsake the other. Basically, you're good in these other things. But when it comes to charity, which is something that is obviously has to be had in a leader, you fail in that. So regardless of your gifts, because you didn't apply these different things, you become a hypocrite, and therefore you're not going to be followed.
Everything you said is correct. Let me try it. All right. No. Hold on. Let me try one more time with you. What you said is exactly right. The point of this is that the people gather in, but then you don't have charity. Explain the things that you don't have. Give me the adjective that you don't have. You can just read it. It's right here.
So as far as charity, you don't have charity.
Yeah.
So the lack of charity would be you lack in meekness. You're not long-suffering.
Very good. Very good. So you hit it. So you lack, you're not kind. You don't suffer for long. You don't have these things. Those things will run the people away. Mm. The people will leave. That's why Paul said, restore trust to someone in the spirit of meekness, lest that also be tempted. So you can teach all these scriptures. You know all these breakdowns. You have photographic memory. But if you don't know how to deal right with the people will not stay. Very good. Now watch this. Verse 9.
Verse 9. For we know in part and we prophesy in part.
Now, when he comes back and say, we know in part, we prophesy in part, to get through this, you don't know as much as you think you know. God has given all of us a dispensation of this. But we don't, what we need, needful for salvation, we have. But there's parts of this Bible that we don't fully understand. Not concerning salvation, but he's trying to humble you or humble us to let you know you're not as great as you think you are. We know in part and we prophesy in part. And this is Paul, who God showed incredible revelations to that he didn't show to many of the other apostles. But we know in part and we prophesy in part. Read on.
Verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come,
Christ,
then that which is in part shall be done away.
Read on.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. Mm-hmm. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
What are the childish things you put away? Based on what we just talked about. Right. Exactly. We put those things away. We renewed in the mind. Now watch this. Read on.
Verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly.
So what is it referring to? What's the glass referring to? What scripture? Wisdom of Solomon 7. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, verse 24.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 24.
Give me a second.
Come on.
Let me get there with you. Yeah, that's it.
For wisdom is more moving than any motion. She passeth and goeth through all things by reason of her pureness.
Remember now, we're talking about the glass, right? Read on.
For she is the breath of the power of God.
Wisdom is the breath and the power of God. Read on.
And a pure influence flowing from the glory of the Almighty. Therefore can no defiled thing fall into her.
Read on.
For she is the brightness of the everlasting light.
She is the brightness of the everlasting life. Read on.
The unspotted mirror.
That's the glass. She's the unspotted mirror.
Of the power of God.
But we see this through a glass darkly. We don't have fully all of it. So it's the unspotted mirror.
Of the power of God.
Read on.
And the image of his goodness.
And this Bible is the image of his goodness or his greatness. Let's go back. We see through a glass darkly. Ephesians 4, 18. So we know the glass is the mirror and is the unspotted image or the power of God. We see through a glass darkly.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
Bring it out.
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them.
Right. Read it one more time.
Having the understanding darkened.
That's when it says we see through a glass darkly. We don't have the full understanding of all these scriptures. Read on.
Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them.
Right. Let's go back now. So give me 13 and 12.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
When we're with Christ, he's going to make this clear to us. Read on.
And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of those is charity. Because that's what keeps the body growing. That's what keeps the people coming in. Because they see how you move, how you conduct yourself, how you speak. Colossians 3. Give me Colossians 3 and 12. Watch this.
The book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
These are the fruits of the Spirit also. Read on.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Read on.
And above all things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.
Right. It says, and above all these, put on charity, which is the bond. Charity is the bond that holds this whole thing together. Why? Because people come in here sick. They're not right. Show mercy to them. Guide them. Instruct them in the laws of God. Consider thyself. But roughness is the losing of authority. Disrespectful. Now, that doesn't mean, let me say this real quick. I'm going to preface this. That does not mean being weak. That does not mean not speaking austere. Because some people you got to deal with harsh because they're ignorant. Some brothers, we deal with harsher because you've been around too long to be doing certain things. Some young brothers, you kind of wink at some of this stuff. So don't go too far. Now you're like, No. But the point of it is above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Perfectness, in other words, is to be complete and whole, that we all measure up to the full stature of Christ. We put on things. First Peter 3. What's this? 3 and 8.
1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another.
What?
Having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous.
Right. That's showing charity. Jump to chapter 4 now. Four and 8.
1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8.
Let's go.
And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves.
It says what?
And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves.
Have fervent charity amongst yourselves. Be long-suffering, kind. Don't vaunt yourself. Why? Why must you have fervent charity? Read on.
For charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
It says charity what?
Shall cover the multitude of sins.
You want your sins covered? Show charity. Be merciful. This is how you establish yourself. This is how you get the respect of the people. This is how you heal the body. The point behind this is if you want people to understand how to serve God, be the example. And this is how people are going to know that we're Christ's disciple on how to deal. Watch this real quick. I'm going to touch upon a few more things. Just bear with me. Okay, watch this. I'm going to say this real quick. As a leader, you need to listen, acknowledge, confess, correct, learn to forgive, restore. You have to rebuild the trust of the people, pray and intercede for the people, and demonstrate that your behavior has changed. If you're in error, you have to show the people the example on what it means to be a leader, because it doesn't mean being a leader that you're going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. But the worst thing to do is compound a mistake with lies, not taking accountability, and then expecting the people to respect you and expecting the people to trust you. You have to be fervent in the laws of God, teaching the laws of God, enforcing the laws of God, but also balancing it with mercy, because we all not right. You everybody understand it, right? I want to read one more, so I'm going to go back to scripture real quick. Go back to Isaiah 58 and 12.
The book of Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in.
Right. We want to be, read the last part again.
The repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in.
We want to be known as the repairer of that breach. We have been in that for generations. We are that generation that's back here. And our job is to repair the breach between us and God. So the laws of God must be taught. Learn to be compassionate, real quick. Not Matthew 9. Matthew's 9, verse, give me a second, 9:36.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them.
It says what? When he saw the multitude?
He was moved with compassion on them,
mm-hmm,
because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
As what?
As sheep having no shepherd.
Read on.
Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
What kind of laborers are he looking to send into his harvest? What type of laborers? We just read it. Huh? Okay. Okay, read verse 36.
Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
So the kind of laborers you're looking for is laborers that's compassionate, that care about their people, that want to be, that want to fill that breach in. Because all people out there are sick. So again, I'm going to be redundant. The people are coming in as you men, as leaders, be that example to them. Love your people. Do right by them. Be that proper example, or you guess what? You will hit a ceiling, this truth. Sack won't grow, or this nation won't grow. But if you want to be those guys, then you have to walk the walk. You got to live it. You understand that? Listen, real talk, I pray you all receive something from this class, that you take this, you meditate on these scriptures, and that you be the example that Christ commands to be. For those online, stay godly, keep God's commandments. The kingdom is always if you do right. All right? All praise to the Most High Christ.
Come on!
Yeah! 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 Yeah.
Hey, sit down for a second. I do want to say, sit down for a second. And for, I'm talking directly. This, we still live, so you can stay live. I'm speaking directly to you men here in SAC and to the leaders here. Show what the power of God can do. I heard today the camp was fire. They said it was fire. Honestly, be that example. Show what the power of God could do. And watch how SAC take off. Because I asked him, I said, how? He said, oh, no, this is wide open. Do it. Be those men. Give us a reason to come back here. I'm telling you, turn this place upside down and give us a reason to keep on coming back out here. All right? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be those people for real, for real. Thank the Most High. We had the opportunity to come out here and spend a Sabbath with you. All praises to the Most High.